Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. We are on Kuf Chaf Beis. We are on the about 8 lines from the bottom where it says Notel Adam Kornos. A person can take a hammer, and he can use the hammer in the Mishnah. What did it say? Notel Adam Kornos. He can take a hammer and cut open and crack open nuts. That's okay. Even though a hammer, what's a hammer? Hammer is really a tool for building. You can take a tool for building and use it to open up, crack open nuts. That's interesting. Not a nutcracker. You can use a hammer. Says the Gemara. You can decide on the spot. We'll see in the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Kurnas Shela Gozim, you can use a hammer for nuts. Lifsvo Boa Gozim, to open up nuts. Aval Shel Nafachim, if you have a hammer of a smith, you can't, look low, you can't use a smith's hammer, a goldsmith. So you have a hammer you use to bang the gold. You can't use a hammer to open nuts, you can't do that. Kasavar, he must hold. Davar shemalachto le'iser, if it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, which means a kli that normally is used for an avira, for malacha, which is asar on Shabbos, afil l'tzarech gufo asar, you can't use it even for a permitted purpose. That's what he must hold.
Why?
Because he only let you use a hammer, a nutcracker you can use to open nuts. You can't use a hammer from the toolbox. That's exactly the point.
No,
he held Kornos. The Mishnah said Kornos, hammer. So Rav Yehuda said, you know what kind of hammer? A nutcracking hammer. That's what you can. You go to the nutcracking store. How do I open nuts? There's a store that sells, how do you open nuts? They sell a bunch of different things. One of the things they sell is a hammer. That's the hammer you can use. But a hammer from the toolbox you can't use. What do you see? He doesn't hold. You're allowed to use a tool. A tool that is usher for malacha, a building, a goldsmith, a coppersmith, a blacksmith. You can't use those hammers. Kasavar he holds. Davar shemalachto l'iser, afilu tzorech gufo usher. This is the Amora Rav Yehuda. Amalei Rabba, Rabba said back to him, what are you talking about? Elamat, if you're right, Seifa, what about the Seifa? The Seifa of Mishnah Tekoni, it said, Ves ha-reches, ves ha-malzeg, lozeis olav l'katan. You get these different kinds of tools that you're giving to a katan to prepare food for the katan, right? Reches u-malzeg, mi biyached ilay l'katan? What, that's set aside for the katan from before Shabbos? In other words, these are tools, and the Mishnah says you can use them. El Amar Rabba, Kornos. So, by the way, that question is so obvious that what was Rabbi Huda thinking? The Mishnah says mamash against him. So Tosfa says Rabbi Huda yada leil seifa. He knew that seifa. He read the Mishnah. Ella Dilma havimukila b'shiyichadol l'kach. Well, Yossi said. No. He set it aside before Shabbos. Tomorrow, my kid's going to need food. How am I going to prepare it for him? I'm going to use those tools right over there, those tools. So if you do that, it's mutter. Lekach b'chol hanach demasnisim. And the whole Mishnah is talking about that. Where you set it aside. Then Rav Yehuda would agree, okay, no. But if you wake up on Shabbos morning, oh, I forgot to buy a nutcracker, what am I going to do? If I don't have one, what am I going to do? You can't use your hammer from your toolbox. You can't do that. The Mishnah, we're going to see in a minute, Rabbi's going to argue on that. Rabbi's going to say, you can use the hammer from the toolbox. Right? Okay. Fine. Others say that Rabbi Yehuda, the Ramban says, because of this kasha, Rabbi Yehuda retracted. So I take it back. I was wrong. I didn't read the next part of the Mishnah. I should have read it.
Does Rabbi Yehuda make a distinction between the tool that would be used by a skilled craftsman?
We're going to get to that on Amud Aleph.
Okay.
That's going to be a different category of Muktzah. We'll get to that soon. Elamar Rabba, Kurnas Shel Nafachim, Liftobo Gozim. No, you can use a smith's hammer to open up nuts. Kasavar, what does Rabba hold? Davar Shemalachto L'Isser. Something, Davar Shemalachto L'Isser, it's used for Isurim. L'Tzarech Gufo Mutter. If you need it for itself, it's Mutter. I need the hammer, how am I going to open the nuts? Without a hammer, you can't open them. Right? So I get a hammer. Which hammer am I getting? The toolbox hammer. It's used for Avera, used for Malacha. So what? That's exactly the point. You're allowed to do it. Eitzvei Abaye L'Rabba. So Abaye asked Rabba, 1 second. It says like this. There's a brisa that says, and we're going to come, this brisa is going to come up at least three more times today, two more times for sure. Meducha, if you have a mortar, you know, they used to crush the spices, so you have the kli, the utensil. Im yesh ba shum metaltalanosa. If there's spices in there, then you can move it. Which Rashi says implies, right? Agav hashum. You can move it because there's shum in there, right? Okay? V'imlav, ein metaltalanosa. And if not, you can't move it, says Rashi again. Kigon leishev aleh, want to sit on it. Or, kivan de'ikra malachto l'shchika, since the main thing you're doing is crushing, which you cannot do that on Shabbos. Himalachas iser mishum tochein. It's iser, it's used in the process of tochein. What am I moving that for? If there's shum in it, then it's spices, I can scrape off the spices or smell it to make myself feel good on Shabbos, that's okay. But I want to use it for some other purpose, and I'll do that. Rabbi, you're wrong.
So what's the thing about, you can't sit on it?
Yeah, let's say it's a big thing, you want to sit on it.
You can't do that?
No. You can't move it. You can't move it to sit on. You want to go sit outside with your friends? You can't move it. Right? You can't move it.
Yeah, the difference is that the hammer is made for breaking stuff. So you break a nut, you break a wall, you break a
nail. No, but the point, no, what do you mean? The hammer's made for using for building. That's what a hammer's for. It's for building. Or a smith's hammer is used to make gold metal.
Right.
Not used to open nuts.
Right, but it can be used to open nuts. Whereas a...
What do you mean? This also. It can be used to sit on. You think it's not normal use?
Right. Similar idea to
the point
or whatever you think
they're having. We're not really going to make that distinction. Well, maybe it'll come up. Maybe that might come up what you're saying. So Amalei, Rabbi said back, this braisa not a kash on me. This braisa is the extreme shita of Rabbi Nechemya. Hamani Rabbi Nechemya hi. It's the extreme shita of Rabbi Nechemya. The Amar, ein kli nitel el tzar tashmisho. You're not allowed to touch a kli unless it's for its own purpose. Which we don't like that. Let's say you're bored on Shabbos. And you wanna build like those, you know, designs out of forks and spoons.
What?
Out of forks and spoons. You're bored. Nothing to do Shabbos afternoon. You wanna take forks and spoons, you're gonna stack them up. Can you do that? Not according to Reb Nechemya. Because according to Reb Nechemya, the only time you can touch utensils is if for that whatever they're made for. What's a spoon made for? Eating. So to throw it at somebody? No. To use it to hit your knee and make music? For sure not. You can't do anything with it. So according to the Chani, of course you can't use the pestle. We don't like that. According to the pestle, the mortar, whichever one it is. According to the Chani, you can't even do that. I don't like that. That's Bryce's, the extreme shita from the Chani. Even a klisha malachto leheter is only good for its purpose. For sure, klisha malachto leheter. So that's not a kasha me. This Bryce is not a kasha me at all.
Hey,
according to the Chani, you can't do that.
Right?
According to the Chani, you can't do that. We don't like Rav Nechemya.
No,
right. Eishvei. Beishamai Omrim. Ain't there's a Mishnah somewhere. That it's a Mishnah in Beya. It says, Ain't notlin es ha'eli lekatev olav basar. You're not allowed to take some kind of wooden stick or something, right? And to cut meat. To cut meat. On Yontif. Ubeit Hill and Matir. Hill says you can. Veshavin, they both agree. Shem kitev olav basar. That once you already cut the meat, and you have no more need for it on Yontif, you can't move it. That they both agree. Right? They have a machlokas about this, but they both agree that once you do that, you can't move it. Right? So, again, they both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the key is Beis Hillel, seem to be holding from the Chemya. Once you finish with that kli, you can't move it anymore. What if I want to throw it around? No! That's like from the Chemya. So the Gemara says, Shavar l'shnuye b'ikur Nechemya? He was going to say, yeah, maybe we hold from Nechemya now. Beis Hillel holds from Nechemya. Given the Shavar l'ha d'amar v'chanina bar shem l'mashrein d'rav, once he heard this, Hakol mod, everyone agrees, besichi, zairi u'mazuri, which are the different parts of it. Do you have a picture of it in the article? Okay, basically it's the loom. So you have two pieces of wood, like this, with bars on top, bar on the bottom, and then throughout is the thread going up and forth. These three things, one's the side posts, one's the top bar, one's the bottom bar, these things, right, that, kiven de kapit alayhu, since you're makbid on it, miyached lehu makom. You put it in a special place. That's what you were talking about, Mr. Sheffern. I don't want anyone touching this. I don't want anyone opening knots with my diamond cutting hand. I don't want anyone doing that. I put that aside. That, no one holds it can move that. That's a different story. Hachanami, miyached elei makom. I put it aside. So then, once I use it, I use it for meat, right? But once I stop using it, I don't want anyone touching it. I don't want anyone to sit on it. I don't want anyone to open nuts with it. I don't want anyone to play with it. I don't want to throw it at anybody. I don't want that. It's too expensive. It's too special for me. I put it aside. Okay? This muksa is called muksa machmas chisaron kis. It's something that's expensive, and it's something that I don't want to get ruined, and I will not... Nobody's using a cell phone to crack open nuts. No one's doing that. The cell phone's too expensive. Right? No one's going to do that. Therefore, the cell phone can't be moved for any reason. Yeah, but I could use it for a paperweight. But nobody does that. Right? Nobody does that. Why? Because it's a muksa macha, it's too expensive. You miyachid it, it's your makbid, Not some random hammer lying around. Ah, open the nuts, what do I care? Then nobody cares.
What do you chop meat on?
So I guess he was first chopping meat and then he changed his mind. I'm not 100% sure about that. But the point is, once you miyachid, it loses its status as a klisha malachto le'iser, which you can move l'tzarech gufo, and it becomes something different. And, fine.
What was the reason why you...
Now, do you have to actually be miyachid lo makom? Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure about that. I said, actually do that. So if you leave your cell phone out, you didn't put it away. You left it out. So now, I left it out, so now I can use it for nuts. Says Mishnah Berurah, no, you still can't. You still can't. Just because you didn't miyachid makom, it's not... What the point is, the point is that it's in your head. You're makbid about it. That's the point.
Does it make a difference when it comes to this specific idea,
yeah,
what you value or what the world values?
It's a good question. I would say it's you. I would say it's you.
Something is precious, but nobody in the world values
it. I would say it's you, no? I would say it's you.
I'm asking you.
I would say that it goes by individually. Because if you have a picture of your grandmother, to you it's priceless. To him it's worthless. So let's take the picture of grandma, we'll use it to crack open the nuts. Please don't touch that.
Maybe in
economy. If he treats it, I don't think he treats it like that. I think so. There's objective and subjective, right? Objectively, nobody will take bars of gold and use them to crack open. Nobody will do that. It's too expensive. Nobody will do that. Even Bill Gates, right? There's some certain things that could be objectively to you they're special. You're a what do you call it? Yeah, you're a diamond cutter. You're a brain surgeon. So your tools, no one can touch them. I'm not a brain surgeon, so I don't care about those tools, right? Then you have things that objectively nobody wants. You just look at the world. Nobody, certain things people have in their house, they don't want anyone touching them. It's just the way it is. Some random hammer, nobody cares. Cell phone, I would say, listen, you find me the richest guy in the world, he doesn't care. Okay. The regular people, they don't want anyone touching these things. They're too expensive. They don't want them to break, and they don't want them to use them for other things. So those things are miyached. By the way, you don't have to even come on. I always wondered, I didn't have a chance to look it up before Shabbos, before today. Tefillin might be that. I don't want anyone touching my tefillin. I'm going to use tefillin to crack open nuts. No, so that's really bizarre. Not that. What is around the chair? I forgot to put my tefillin before Shabbos. Can I move them? It's sitting on my chair, and I can't sit in shul. What do I do? Are they chesar and kiss? What are they? It's complicated. I know there's a hack about what they are exactly. Can I move them? Can I move them? Pick them up and move them? Off the chair? Are they on the table? You don't need them. Okay, so leave them on the table. What do I want to put them away? Right, there's a kiddush, I got to put the thing away. I should have forgot. So they're muksa. They serve no purpose on Shabbos. What kind of muksa are they? So it's a different thing. Not everything can be categorized. Some things are unclear. But the general rule is, if it's something you makbid on, it's going to muk back to the tzar and kiss. Okay. Itmar. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar B'Yochanan. Kurdish al Zahavim Shaninu. We're talking about the kurdish of a goldsmith. Says Rashi, Afal pi shekapet ala ksas, shtarki chalek l'rade tasin. Even though you want the hammer to be a certain sharpness so that it could bang on the gold very, very well. Yeah, but since people say all it takes to straighten out the hammer is one bang on the gold, so you want to go open the knots with it? Go right ahead. Doesn't bother me. You're going to ruin the kli? You're not really ruining it. For kolshkein shall shine the fucking karaba. Certainly other hammers. Who cares about other hammers? Nobody cares. Rav Shimon Amar Bar Abba Amar Kuna shall besamim shanido. Now I'm talking about a hammer for spices. Manda Amar shbesamim kolshkein dezehuvim. Manda Amar shall zehuvim avul besamim kapitalayu. Which is a funny thing. I care more about my hammer for the spice hammer than I do for the gold hammer. Why? Gold is more expensive than spices. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that when it comes to gold, the hammer doesn't get ruined. When it comes to spices, perhaps it does. Okay? V'esakush, v'esakarakar, other utensils. Tadarabanan. Saga, paga, a fig. Shetimuna, b'tevin. If it's stuck in the tevin. Tevin is straw. V'charara, shetimuna, b'gachalim. Oh, there's a cookie that got stuck in the barbecue. It fell into the barbecue, and now it's chavis. So the coals are muksa, because they serve no purpose. But the tevin is muksa, because it serves no purpose. But I want to get my cookie. So if I pull the cookie, I'm causing muksa to move. The coals are all going to move. Is that okay? In begula miktsasa mutal taltala. If it's a little exposed, and I can pick out the cookie by itself, and the other things are going to fall the coal, that's not a problem. Vim lav asr lataltala. And if not, then I have to move away the coals to get to the cookie. I have to move away the straw to get to my item. I can't move the straw to get to my item. If it's sticking out a little bit and I can pull it out, the item is not muksa. The straw is going to fall, says Rashi. I could pick it up where the cookie is exposed. It's not even tiltal menatzad. I don't have to touch the tevin at all. Ella, magbia makom hamagula, v'tevin is shemad levenofel. The tevin's going to fall. Why is the tevin going to fall? There's a hole there now. They're going to fall into the hole. That's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. That I'm allowed to do. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai Omer, tovchin bekush or bekarcho, v'hein menureres me'elehen. I'm not 100% sure what that means. It means, you're going to move the straw to the kli. So I didn't move it directly, I moved it with a kli, that's also mutter. Because he holds tilt, that's called tilt and atzad, I'm moving it in an indirect way, that's mutter. Right. Amr of Nachman, Allah HaKar B'Lazar Ben Tadoi. We pass it on like that. Lememra, do you mean to say, there of Nachman, Lememra, the suffer of Nachman, tilt and atzad, lo shmei tiltal, that's not called tiltal, because if Nachman just said we hold like that. Amr of Nachman, hi, pugla, there's a certain radish, Milamaila ulamata shari. If it's the width wise, it's mutter. Lamata mimala usr. If it's the other way, it's usr. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Im haya elyon shalal lamaila. If the top part, the exposed part, is big, that cuts a milmata, and the small part, it looks like a triangle. Ukishahuk shulfa chotza maelyon shalal latachton shalal veruachavatzinon lamaila mutter. Deleka tiltal offer klal. I don't have to touch the offer at all. I just take the radish, pull it out of the ground. Yeah, I made a hole, and the dirt's going to fill up the hole. That's for sure mutter. But the other way around, it's usher. So I'm going to have to, if the more dirt's going to move as I take the thing out, then it's usher. So we have to move it to the side to get the radish out. It's usher. So what do you see? Tiltal menhatz, indirect moving, is not loud. Not allowed. And Rabbi Nachman just said it's allowed. We hold like him. How am I getting the radish out of the ground? It's not attached to the ground. It's just resting there. So how do I get it out? I can take it out on Shabbos or Yontif. How do I get it out? I gotta move a little bit of the dirt. It's tilted on outside. I'm moving the dirt to get to what I want. So it's not allowed to do that. If I could just pull out the thing. So you see, tilted on outside is a problem. Hadar Nachem Ehi. You're right. Nachem took it back. You're right. I changed my mind. We don't hold like that.
Why is that tilted on outside?
Why?
That's the normal way to move.
No, but the point is you talk.
I use my elbow to move it away.
That's not tiltal menatzad. That's not tiltal menatzad. We're going to get to that tomorrow.
What is tiltal menatzad?
Tiltal menatzad means I'm moving A to get to B.
It's like
a spirit
and you pull it out, and then the coal falls off.
Right. Now. No, no.
You don't want the dirt. You don't care about the dirt.
Right, but no. Now there's a muksa, issue of muksa on Shabbos. Now I'm going to move muksa. Even if I don't intend to, even if I don't want to touch it, I still touched it. There's a bunch of different tizlum and atzads. We're talking about this one. There's a bunch of them. We're going to get to all those cases in the next 3 days. Every one of those cases we're going to get to.
Why can't you move the dirt?
Why can't you what?
Why can't you let the dirt get moved?
Because the only time, we're going to see it on my base, the only time there's a... What? Right, the only time you're allowed to move a kli, if you need it, is a kli. Only if it's a kli. You can't move real muksa, even if you need money, is real muksa. There's no purpose. You can't move that. It's not a kli. Only kalin have a heter. Now, next. Machat tzoyad lital boas is a kotz. You can take a needle to take out a thorn, a splinter. Right? So, shalach le rava breder, shalach le rava breder a rabbel of Yosef, machat shenital charara o uktel. Let's say the needle doesn't have the hole on top. But you don't even need that for a splinter. The hole on top is, you know, to put the thread through. I don't need that. That broke off. Oh, ukto. Or the point broke off. Now what you can do is it broke off the point. But you can't do anything with it. Ma, what's the story? Is it muksa? So, amalei tinisua. Machat shal yad lutabo esakotz. A needle, a hand needle, you can use to take out a thorn. To take out a splinter, I'm sorry. V'chimab v'chle lakotz, ben nekuva l'shein nekuva. What does the needle care if it has a hole, missing a hole or not? Doesn't make no difference, right? He left out the case about missing the point. That he's not mentioned. Now we're going to go into another thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does the needle care whether it's missing the what's it called or not, the hole? Was right? Because no, missing the hole. If it's missing the hole, what does it affect me? I need the splinter. No, so the question is it still muksa? The answer is no, because it could still be used to take out a splinter. What about the other one? What about the other side broke? And I really can't use it to take out splinters anymore because it's not sharp. What about that? The Gemara doesn't say a thing. It says Mishmur, so I don't know. He leaves it Torah
Chiyon. When he loses the hole on top, does it lose its status as he actually...
That's right. And the answer is no, it doesn't. Why not? Because it still could be used to take out splinters. So it doesn't have a hole. So what? And it's still usable. We're going to get to the tumah. Aceway. Mishnah and Kalim. Exactly. Machat shnitel charara o uksa tahora. What are you talking about? Once it loses its status, it's a tar kilim kli. Amar Abaya Chaim. Tumah a Shabbos karamis? You're bringing me a raya from tumah to Shabbos? It has nothing to do with each other. They have different principles, different rules. When it comes to tumah, the halacha is it has to be a kli. A broken kli is not a kli. When it comes to Shabbat, it has to go with use. Different thing. It's broken, but it still can be used.
But it's a kli that is used for muksa. A kli that sewing needle is not used for anything typically.
Yes, it is.
What?
Take out splinters.
I know, but, right. But the kli itself is considered something that's unless you use it for splinters, typically it's used for something that's a mloch, right? So why, if it's a kli that, why is it good as a kli? Why does it have to help us? A
kli that's used for malacha, you're allowed to use for a permitted purpose. Right. That's the heter of Caleb.
So
it didn't lose its shame kli. It lost part of the kli. Right. It's still a kli. For Hilchus Tumah, it's not a kli. Why not learn Hilchus Tumah now?
What we said by Hilchus Tumah, if something remains a kli, if it still has use. So why can't you bring bright? If you take a certain size, it can be a shot.
Right, okay.
You're able to still use it as a saucer to put some water into, or something that has a hole. Why isn't it similar?
Because when it comes to Hilchus Tumah, it goes by primary use. And now that it doesn't have a hole, I can't use it for sewing anymore. Therefore, doesn't...
Primary use?
Yeah.
You have a flower pot and a brace, and you're going to use it to put fruits in.
Wouldn't you do that?
Primary use.
You have a tiny little, huge, beautiful bowl with a tiny little hole. Is that going to put watermelons in there? Of course you will. It's for the kitchen. As we said, once the hole's bigger than a pomegranate, it has no use. You can put watermelons in it. Nobody does that.
I said, you used to use the word primary use. It's not primary use anymore.
Yes, it is.
Well,
the primary use is to... Yes, it's to store things. Still, I can still store things in there. Just because it has a hole doesn't change anything. Doesn't it? What?
There's a flower pot in
Well, no, we're not talking about a flower pot. We're talking about we're talking about a bowl.
You go from intended purpose to usage.
That's right.
What
do you do? It's not changing anything. It's fine. It still makes sense. So tuma ashabas karamas. Let's move. So tuma ashabas karamas. Tuma kli ma'isik. Tuma kli ma'isik be'inon. It has to be a kli. L'inyan Shabbos midi dechazi be'inon. Goes by what you can use it for. Va nami chazi l'mishkel be'kotz. It's still good for take out splinters. Amar Rava manda kamosif shaper kamosif. No, I disagree with that. L'inyan midilian tuma lav manahu l'inyan Shabbos lav manahu. Since it's not a kli for tuma, it's not a kli for Shabbos either. I hold they go by the same thing, the same standard. Meisve, 1 second. Machat shel nekuva, machat, you have a needle, bein nekuva and chain nekuva, whether it has a hole in it or not, mutter l'taltel b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Why? It still has a purpose. V'lo amru, nekuva, elin yin tuma b'vad. And they only said nekuva, hole, it's only for tuma issues. It doesn't have a hole. Then it can't be used for sewing, and therefore it's not a kli anymore, and therefore it can't become tummy anymore. Tirgam abaya liba derava begulme askinan. We're talking about just pieces of metal. Zimnin sometimes demim lechalayu umash vile mana. You'll turn it into a kli, right? Look at Rashi says begulme gulme machtin homedus linakev. I didn't make the hole yet. I have a needle factory, and I'm making the needle. So I don't know how they made the needle. First, they made the point. And then they would add on the hole afterwards. And before they add on the hole, the factory broke. The machine broke. So I have a bunch of needles without holes. Says Rashi, Gol me machten o medzvli nakev. Din nekuva nigmra malachta. It's not a kli yet. So I put the hole on. Vishy eno nekuva, eno nigmra malachta. If it doesn't have a hole, I didn't finish making the kli. Hilkach l'inyan tumahu, to lo have a kli. So when it comes to tumah, it's not a kli. Aval betiltol shari, techazi lekotz. When it comes to tiltal, moving on Shabbos, it can move it. Why? I can use it to take out a thorn. Take out a splinter. Still valid. But what happens if it already was a kli, and then it broke? It was a needle, and then the top came off, or the bottom came off. What does an old person do? Adam Zarkal, Ben Gritos, throws it in the garbage. No, I'm going to save it, because if someone gets a splinter, I can still use it. No, people don't do that. And that's the difference. Between a kli that was a kli, that broke, nobody does that, and it's not a kli yet, but it's still good. I just didn't finish the finishing touch. Okay, I'll use that thing to take off my splinter, and that's the difference. New story. And that's what Rava said. That's why Rava said, if it breaks, it loses its status as a kli altogether. Okay. Asuve yenuka, to straighten out the limbs of a baby. I'm not 100% sure what that is, when the baby was born. So Rav Nachman, Asher, Rav Sheshe Shari. Rav Nachman says, Asher to do that on Shabbos. Rav Sheshe says, Mutter to do that on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Menah Minallah, how do I know that? Tidnan. Ein osin akapizion. You can't take this kapizion. B'Shabbos. On Shabbos. It's going to help you. Rashi says, Lahaki. To help you vomit. Right? Mishosa mashkim umaki. You drink this, you're going to throw up. It's disgusting. For all the refuah, you're not doing it for refuah, you're not sick. Ella, laharek es mayav, you want to clean out your system. You overate by kiddush, clean out your system, drink that. You'll be in the bathroom for 25 minutes. You drink that. So go, I'll drink that. It's not refuah. Right? You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why not? El laharek es mayav, shiucha lecha lishto es harbek, demin and perakachab. Then you can eat then you can eat more later. Right? That's right. Afagav de lo gazaba mishum shikasamanam de halav refua hi. It's not refua, asr mishum de masakin gavra. It's masakin gavra. You're fixing yourself. You can't fix yourself, you can't fix the baby. Rosheshes hasam lav urche, hacha urche. Now there, that's not a normal thing to do. Here it's normal, the baby needs to be fixed. The baby was just born, it has to be straightened out the limbs, that's normal. That's totally mutter. Or Rosheshes mana midala. How do you know it's mutter? That now we're going to learn later. Machat shel yad. If you have a machat shel yad, right? A hand needle. Lethal boas hakot. You're allowed to use it to take out a splinter. Right? Is that refuah? Is that refuah? What is it really? They're masaking you. You're being masaking yourself. What do you see? It's mutter. Right? Rav Nachman, hasam, kapit. Now over there, you know why you can take out the splinter? Because it's not attached to you. Hacha, lo kapit. Here, lo kapit means it's not attached. If it's attached, that's why it's worse. And therefore it's mesaken mana, and therefore I don't allow it. Okay, next. Kanish al zesim. Does the artist have a picture of this? Okay, it looks like a stick, and on top of the stick, there's like a flower, like a knob. And the knob might, in this picture, the knob might have a hole in the top, and they used it for certain things in the vineyard. So machat shel, kanashel zesim, zesim is an olive, I'm sorry, in the olive orchard. Kanashel zesim, so this stick with the flower on top, has to have a flower on top, because the flower on top is the whole key here. Im yesh kesher barosho, if it has a knob on top, then makabel tuma, then it's makabel tuma. V'yim lav, ain't makabel tuma. And if not, it's not makabel tuma. Why not? Because it's just a random piece of, doesn't have a kli, doesn't have a base kibble. Doesn't have a base kibble, it can't become tame. It's not a kli. If it's a random stick, it's not a kli. So if it's a stick, it's a stick, no. But if it has a knob on top, that makes it into a kli. Now it's a base kibble, that's a different story. Bengach u'bengach nitel b'Shabbos. But no matter what, you can move it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, amai pshute kliyetsu, pshute kliyetsu, enu makabel tuma. One second, it's a wooden thing. And the rule is a flat wooden thing, that I'm a makabel tuma. So why is this makabel tuma? So my timer, do me the sack, but you know it has to be like a sack, meaning it has to have a receptacle, and this thing doesn't have a receptacle. Tana mishmei of Nechemya b'shah shemahapech b'zesim hafcho v'roabo. Somehow you turn it upside down when you're crushing, taking the olives off the zesim, or what is the zayis? Olives, taking olives. So somehow this knob is used. Somehow, I'm not 100% sure what it does, turns the aisles upside down, something it does with them, and it turns it into, it's not a base kibble anymore. I'm sorry, it's not a flat kli anymore, it has a base kibble, and therefore it's considered a kli. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kol ha-kelim litolim. All kelim can be moved on Shabbos. Chutz except Minamisamar Gadol, except for a big saw, the Yased Shalmacharesha, and the peg or the nail in the plowing utensil. What's up with those? Says Rashi, Hu Kli Gadol, what's the Yased Macharesha? Hu Kli Gadol, Haosoi Kisakin, Shabo Osin Charitz Shaltelem Hamane. It's a Kli that helps you make furrows in the ground. The Hanach Kapralayu. Those are very special. Umiyachid lehem makom, de lochazi lemalacha acheres. They're not good for malacha acheres, says Rashi. They're not good for that. Right? What does that mean? That means in your head, you don't want to use it for something else, or practically, they're just not good for something else. They're not good. That's a machlokas. Right?
He says he's in the malachos, some
kids. I understand. What would be the nafkamina? Can I move it? I need a place. I want to sit down over here. I want to sit down. So I'll move it because I want to sit down. Right? I'm not using it. I would never use it. It doesn't work. But if it's because I'm akpid, then I don't move it at all. So that's an issue. That's interesting. Okay. Amar of Nachman. Yes. Yes. We're gonna see how it develop right now. Amar.
Just to stay on what we learned the other day about you can't move something which you wouldn't normally move. Like say you've got a nice painting on.
That's because of this.
That's because of this.
Yeah, no, that's not a kli. That's not a kli. Painting's not a kli.
Okay, well, say a cabinet.
Yeah, that's not right. That's incorrect. That's right. Amar of Nachman, hi uchlo de ketiri, the something from the laundromat. That's also nobody will touch that. Amar Abaya, charva de ushpachi, the shoemaker's knife, v'sakina de ashkachta, the butcher's knife, v'chatzina de nagri, the carpenter's tools, kiyaseh shel machareishu dama. Nobody moves that stuff either. Those are specialized tools for the specialized trade, and nobody wants those touched. The truth is, in the beginning, only three kelim can be moved on Shabbos. Only three kalim. What are those? Muksoa shal devela, the knife for the figs. The huma listeron shal kadera, the ladle they would use to get off the foam from the top of the drink. And sakin kitana shal tabi ashulchan, and the small knives on the table. And Tosfos points out, the second Tosfos, lo chashiv el kalim delav b'nei kibul. We're only talking about kalim that are not b'nei kibul. Of course, cups and plates, you can move those. I don't have to mention that. There are three utensils you can move. Yeah, besides the kitchen utensils, for sure you can move those. Plate and a cup. Not a shayla about that. Chazru v'hitiru. They kept on making more hetairim. Achiyomru, till they said, kol kelim v'tolam b'shabbos. Everything can be moved on Shabbos. Every keli. Except for these expensive utensils that you're makrid about. Now, what does it mean? They kept on making more hetairim. What does that mean? Amar Baya. I'll tell you what it means. Hetiru davishem alachto leheter l'tzarach gufo. Is it a clear that you need on Shabbos, like a knife to cut your meat or a fork? You don't want to eat with your hands. That's l'tzarach gufo for its purpose. You can move it. Then they said you can even move the fork if you want the space. Then they said if it's a klisha malachto l'itzer, like a hammer, you can use it l'tzarach gufo. I need to crack open nuts. But not if I need the spot. If I left it on my seat, too bad. Also, you can only move something with one hand. If it's so big you need two hands, you can't move it. Then they changed that. I said, no, even if you need to hold it with two hands, it's very heavy, you can still move it. We'll talk from Gufo. We'll talk from Komo, we don't have a hat yet. Once it's Mutta, what's the difference? Right? Now, I'm sure they can have hours and hours of Shurim on that one line of Rava. What's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? Right? Okay. Then they said, you know what? You can move it because it's outside. It's very hot out. It's going to get over ruined. It's going to rain. You can bring it into the house. It's a different kind of moving. That you can also do. But if it's davar shemalachto l'iser, then you can't move it because it's outside in the rain. The only one person, not two people. Then they said, you know what? Even if two people need to move it, it's so heavy, you can still do it also. Esvi Abaya. One second, we had this in Abad Aleph. Meducha, we had the pestle. Im yesh bashum metaltanosa, v'yamadeh metaltanosa. If it has what's it called in it, you can move it, and if not, what do you see from here? According to you, Rava, according to me, I'll say, it's. You know why you can't move it? Because it's tzarach mekomo. But according to you, Rava, you can move it no matter what. So why can't you move it? No, that was from the rain. From the rain, I agree, you can't move it. Eisvei, one second. There's a bride that says, v'mshavim v'mshim katzav alav basar shosol taltala. Once you use it to cut the meat, you can't move it anymore. Hachanam v'mcham alatzel. Same story. V'mcham alatzel, I hold you can't move it. Amar v'chanina, v'mei Nechemya ben Chilkia nishas mishnazu. This idea of muksa was invented by Nechemya. Tichziv, it says, v'yom ha'cham, v'yom ha'hema, v'isi b'Yehuda, Dorchim gisos b'Shabbos, umevi'in harimos. They started moving different things, and all the muksa is based on the gzeiros of Nechemya. Okay, we'll stop here. This is a good place to stop. We continue. There's nowhere to stop now, and we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.